Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because
I'm free.
His eyes on himself.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why I sing. Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may be crying, and nothing's even wrong. This is the reason why I sing because.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're my song and my storm, Jesus.
You're the
hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
As always, before any show, I ask that you bow your heads and close your eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to come back on this show, Lord. I know it's been a while, and I know some of the listeners were wondering what was going on, but by your grace, we are able to come back on and just to come back on and just have a good time tonight, Lord, because you know it's been a while, Lord. So I say, you know, as always, we just have a great and fun time. And just, you know, just have a great night, just overall. In your name I pray, amen. And with that being said, guys, what is up? What is going on? Oh, man, it has been too long, but what is up, guys? This is A-Squared and Boss Man coming to you live from Houston, Texas, on the Word, on this beautiful Sunday night at 6 p.m. What is going on, my lovely people? It has been way too long. Talking to you guys. Boss Man, how have you been, man?
Yeah. People, what's up? It's good to be back. I'm happy to be back. I'm glad to be back, man. It's like you said, it's been a good minute. And honestly, we missed you guys. So I'm good.
You good?
Of course, man. You know, it's the word. This is what we do. Basically, anytime we on here, it's a good time. You already know.
Well, you know what? I'm not good. I'm livid. I am livid right now. I'm very livid.
Well, what's going down?
See, look here. I'm going to be real with you guys straight up. Because, first off, I'm sorry because we, like, after, like December the 20th, as we talked, when we talked about Christmas, we didn't have a show for 6 weeks because, okay, my work schedule got busy. Boss Man's work schedule got busy. We have shows, don't get me wrong, we do, but a lot of things got busy, got messed up. Our schedules were all funky. And after that, we're to the point to where we couldn't really do a show. And it wasn't like we did it on purpose. It was that there was a lot of things happening at the moment to where it was like, okay, we cannot do a show. Then finally, it's like, we got to get back into it and, you know, let's do this thing. And then especially me, I don't know about Boss Man, but for these past 2 months has been honestly the worst 2 months. Starting from Christmas break, ending Christmas break, to right now at this moment, I have not seen so much negativity happen to me until this point in my life. I'm not gonna go deep into it because, one, it's my personal life, but it is so crazy how so many things have happened. Like, starting off with Christmas break, just how, like, okay, first off, I lost my wallet. Got my things back. Thank God. Then after that, you know, stuff's happening with my phone. My phone's messing up. Then after that, I'm single again. Then after that, you know, stuff happening in school, stuff happening at work. And it's like, what is going on? And then something today happened, and I'm like, it makes no sense. Sense how so much stuff can happen all through the course of 2 months, and it's like, I can't deal, man. I just can't deal. It's so frustrating and annoying because it's like, I do want to say I'm happy, but I'm really not, because it makes no point of trying to say that you're happy and trying to hide it when you know you're really not. And it's like, I did not expect so much to happen in like 2 months, and so much has happened. And there's so much more into detail that I can go into it, but I don't even want to do that because this show's about positivity. I don't even feel like doing all that. But honestly, I just want to let that out there because especially these 2 months, Oh man, I've been all over the place. I can't even describe what has happened.
That's completely understandable though, because I bet you most of our listeners tune in already knowing that they've got problems with them. As soon as they get off, you know, the show, or even while they're on it right now, they're like, oh, this is going on in my life. Oh, another thing is going on in my life. This is going wrong. This is messed up. This is a situation. This is a problem. I mean, that's part of life. You know, nothing's going to be like, you know, dandelions and roses, rainbows and unicorns all the time. But like, it's just all about perspective, A squared, man. Like, if you look at it in a way where everything's going to pile up into the negativity, what we think about here is positivity. Like you just said, every day we got to look at the positive. Out of every moment of your life, there is something positive you can take out of it, no matter what it is, no matter what the situation is, whether you're living in America or any other place in the world, because I know a lot of people are suffering with whatever it is, like diseases and famine and poverty and all this type of stuff. Like, it's understandable because this is our life. Like, you know, we live in a world where these are our problems, you know. They seem big to us. Like, but to some people it may seem insignificant, but these things seem big to us. But we got to keep it in perspective, you know. Our lives are blessed thus far. You feel me? They're blessed.
Man, I mean, life is cool, but I mean, life is, at times it's so stupid because it's like how things can happen. And then it's like overall, it's like you even question it. Like, you're a good kid, you get good grades, this and that, and all this stuff. But then all this stuff happens to you. And everyone else that you see is so messed up in the world is like they look happy in a relationship, got a job, got this, got that, and it's like, what? Like, are you serious right now? It's like, I don't understand, man. Like, this makes no sense, and that's the main reason why tonight. Like, that's the main reason why tonight I wanted to talk about purpose, because it's like it just makes no sense of how like life hits you left and right, up and down, and just all around. And then you just sit there wondering, like, what is my ultimate purpose in life? Mm. Because it's like every day is some weird roller coaster. It's like one minute you're going up, oh, here we go. Then the minute you go down, it's like, shoom, fast pace, adrenaline rushing. Everything's happening at once. You don't know how to control it. And then out of nowhere, the loop-de-loop, you're spinning, you're doing this, you're doing that. You're throwing up Friday's lunch. You're just going all over the place. And then it's like, and then at one point you just want to be like, stop. What can I do? Like, wait a minute, stop. Can we put a pause button real quick? Because everything is happening so fast. And then it's like, with everything happening so fast, you can't even see, like, you can't even see what's like on what's passing you by because everything is just going so fast through your life, like a roller coaster or like a race car, man. And that's one of the main reasons why tonight I wanted to talk to me and Boston wanted to talk to you guys about purpose. So my first question of the night is, Boss Man, do you truly know your purpose in life?
Well, I think purpose comes with, you know, experience. Like, you go through things in life and you realize, okay, this is what I've been made to do. This is what, you know, God has designated me to do so that I can be happiest and still do, you know, his work, his will. I think in my opinion, like, there's still things to be known about what I'm supposed to do on this earth. But, like, you know, like basically God, you know, calls us to, you know, spread his word, the gospel. You know, that's a main purpose. But, like, you know, something like career wise or, you know, what to do here while I'm here now, you know, is maybe like a, like, just something of my own, that's still foggy to me. I'd say, you know, I'm getting there, but it won't. I don't think it'll be truly, you know, truly apparent till maybe a couple more years.
I can see
and
that
I mean,
to an extent.
That's cool though. You know, that's cool. That's not a bad thing. You know, people go through, like, they trying to figure out themselves. Everybody's trying to figure out themselves. Going back to what you said before. Like, how everyone seems so happy. Everyone's got, like, this dream job, the dream house, the dream girl, the dream car, like everyone around you seems happy. They're not, it's like, they're not, it's the outward appearance. Like, you know, you don't know what they're going through once they get home, or like really that car that looks so good, it probably messes up like every 2 or 3 days. It has running problems. And their happy relationship that they have is probably not so happy behind closed doors. You know, it's nothing is ever as it seems. Nothing is ever as it seems, especially when it comes to, you know, other people. We see and we assume. So, like, they might be struggling to find their purpose or what they're doing in life, even though they might have a good job. They might not like that job. So they're not fulfilling that job to the potential that someone else would, that their purpose would be that job, you know?
But it's like, okay, that's cool with purpose, but with purpose, it's mainly, you know, truly finding yourself as an individual, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, slowly every day you get to learn a little bit about you as, you know, the course of life goes on. What irritates me, and the reason why, a special reason why I wanted to bring this up, is how certain teens feel a certain way about life. Because the funniest thing about teens, oh, I can't stand high school. I can't stand life. I don't want to do this no more. Oh, my gosh. And just all this complaining. And then especially whenever teens come to me saying that they're stressed out. What are you stressed about? You are between the age of 14 to possibly 18, if not 13 to 18. All you got to do is go to school, come back home. If you got a job, great. Get your money, come back home, finish your homework. That's all you really got to do. You're not really going crazy over bills or, you know, mortgage or, you know, paying car payments or so on. Most of that's still going on with your parents. And then most teens have the audacity to say, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I'm this and that. And don't get me wrong, you fatigue to an extent because as teens, we do so much through like a day and also through a week because we have so much energy. But my thing is, though, we have an easy lifestyle compared to most other people, especially like when it comes to adults and like senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Like adults, they got to worry about first feeding us, taking care of us, and then paying the bills and all that fun stuff. Senior citizens are trying to fight to stay alive. We are in our prime, bouncing all over the place, and we over here, oh, I'm stressed. What are you stressed about? And then it's funny how they bring up whether it's relationships, whether it's something in high school, whether it's with that and so on. It's like the smallest thing. It's like, really, how are you really stressed about it? And especially the number one thing of why tonight I want to bring it up is how with most of us, we become so blinded to where we're either one of two things. One, we are really negative, or two, we want to throw our lives away by committing suicide. And that is the main reason why tonight I wanted to bring it up. Because someone told me that, like personally, that they want to commit suicide, and it hit me like, wait, what? And letting you know, this person is what, 17 years of age. I'm like, excuse me? Like, you want to do what? To commit suicide. Like, are you crazy right now? You didn't even get to college yet. You didn't even get to see, you know, what life has to offer you. And then you want to throw your life away? Like, that threw me off completely. Because, honestly, it's like, with life, don't get me wrong, there's a bunch of up and downs. But then my thing is, though, the issue with most people that really don't want to look at their purpose in life, they look at that one little area. They just keep pointing at that one little area. And then what they do, they keep on blaming people. They blame certain things. Oh, my life is like this because of that. My life is like this because of that. My life is like this because of this. Like, okay, I understand that. Your life is not the best. None of our lives are. I'm sorry about that. But you have to see the bigger picture. Because it's not just you in the world. It's everyone else in the world. Because think of it as, you know, let's say boss man, right? He's going through something with his girlfriend, right? And then, you know, they're going at it. He's coming to me for help, right? So then he's over here thinking about one thing between him and her, and then I come in and say something. Then later on that day, his mom comes in and says something. The next day, his brother comes in and says something. Then after that, maybe someone from church may say something, right? So now let's put it all together. Let's put all the puzzle pieces together. Boss man is thinking about possibly breaking up with her. But then after that, he's like, yeah, but A-Square did say this yesterday. And then also, yeah, my mom did say this too. And then, oh, true, my brother did say this. And then also the guy from church said this too, to where now he has so many different options, so many different perspectives, to where it's like, should I really do this? Should I give up on it, or should I keep on moving forward? And that's pretty much how our life is. At times, we do want to give up because we see no purpose. We see no reason to keep on trying. But then after that, different influences, different impacts are like, should I give up or should I go again? Should I stop right now or should I keep going? You know, it's like in life, there's so many different things that hit us.
But in life, some people don't see that. Like that's what the whole thing is. Like, it might seem crazy that someone could possibly think of, you know, end of their life or something. But if they're not like you said, looking at the bigger picture, it's not gonna be, you know, that easy to say, all right, I can keep going. All right, I can do this instead of doing this. You know, I have a chance. There's hope. It's not as easy for people who you know, the pain of just being where they're at right now is so deep. Like, you know how some people like just live on social media. You know, like Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, you know, they just live on it. They live on it. Cool. Like, social media is dope, honestly. It's like, it's showing you things you might have never seen in your lifetime. If you don't leave the house as often, and if you don't, you know, get out and do things, like, they're showing you a whole world at your fingertips. And you want to be a part of something that big. I get that. So when you post a picture and 7 people like it, you know, instead of like all 500 of your friends, you might feel a little butthurt. And especially if you invest as much time as more than what normal people do, you know, you're gonna feel some type of way. It's gonna make you feel like, oh, somebody likes me. Oh, my life isn't as interesting. Why aren't I like this? Why aren't I like him? Why aren't I like her? You know, like it's gonna make you contemplate, like, What is my purpose in life if I can't be, you know, exciting, if I can't get this many likes, or if I can't ride a skateboard, or if I can't draw a beautiful picture, or I can't play or
but
sing
see,
a
though,
musical
my thing
instrument,
is though, boss
you know?
Man. Like, but see though, my thing is though, boss man, like how you, but my thing is though, with it, it's like, cool, social media is amazing, you know, touch of a finger, boom, you surfing the web like crazy. But that's only a little part of your life. Instagram is like a little part of Instagram is a little part of everyone's lives. You see that one picture.
It may not be to them. It may be the biggest part of their life. You know?
But my thing is though, making it that big of your life, think about it. One picture just all of a sudden talks about your whole life, and I don't want to hear the nonsense of a picture speaks 1,000 words. Because it does. But at the same time though, 1,000 words does not describe your whole life. Because we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when we're going to die. Mm-hmm. And then to say that's a big picture, I'm sorry, boss, man, that's crazy. Because the whole thing about it is that's a little snippet of your life, especially with social media. Instagram, you see one picture. The main thing you see with the picture is where they were at the time, what they were doing, who they were with, so on, great, double tap, boom, go on. Twitter, retweet, ha-ha-ha, LOL, bam, go. Snapchat, you see like 10 seconds of their life of where they're at the moment, and that's it. But my thing is, though, you don't see the rest of the big picture. And then that's the main thing that irritates me personally, because you want to sit there and look at that one thing, that one picture on Instagram, when all this is passing you by, but you want to sit here and be butthurt because of the fact you only got 7 likes. So you're telling me that that's my purpose in life, to get a bunch of likes, to get a shout-out for a shout-out, to be Insta-famous. Are you serious? When all this stuff is passing you by, kidding me? Instagram is already famous because we all use it. Instagram is already making their money. What's the point of us egging on to it? It's like saying, like, with celebrities. Oh, look at them doing that, da-da-da-da-da-da. They already made their money. We can't be stupid. They can be stupid or anything because that's them. They got money to save their butt. We don't have the money to save ourselves. We are slowly learning and progressing. You know, that's great. Chris Brown doing this and that, so on, that's good for him. You know, like, okay, yeah, he got a kid. You know, he got money and so on. But think about it. He has the money to take care of a kid. He has the lifestyle and job to take care of a kid. Don't be sitting there, oh, Chris Brown's my idol. I'm going to get pregnant too. I can handle it too. No, you can't. Not everyone is going to be like Chris Brown. Not everyone's going to be like you. And the main thing is, we all want to live in this fantasy world of like, yeah, when I get older, I'm going to make six figures, rolling in a Lambo, got the finest wife, got the sexiest husband. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it big. But my thing is, though, you have to go and work for it. Your purpose in life will not do any good unless you work for it. God is one main part. Don't get me wrong. God is one main part. God is there, of course. But the next part is you. And that's why I like one guy. I don't know if you know him. His name is Trent Shelton on Facebook. At the end of every video, the last thing he always says, it all starts with you. It all starts with you. Because that is your base. That is your foundation. What are you going to do? What are you going to do next? What's your next move? What are you thinking of next? What's your plan? Because whatever you do impacts your life, impacts your purpose. That impacts anything.
Some people don't have that strive, you know. Some people don't have that fire built into them. Like you A Square, you're a very determined person. You know, you want something and you're gonna go for it. Like say for example, someone was in your same position maybe 5 years ago, right? They're entering high school and they're starting football and they don't make the team. Or they do make the team and they're taking consecutive L's over and over and over again. You know, that's kind of like in the same perspective. Like, you hit the gym all the time, and you're putting your 100 in there, and not a single gain. Like, you're not gaining nothing at all. And it just doesn't seem like anything is working. And this is your passion, you know. You like you said, you watching the football stars, and you really want to be like them, and that's all you could really see. You know, you don't know much. You don't know anything else. That's your world. That's your passion. That's everything that you want, you know, and you just want to feel a sense of belonging. You want to feel like, yeah, you belong to this world that you love so much. You know, I was watching this video, and it was talking about that kid. It was commentary about that kid that really wanted to turn Super Saiyan. Have you seen that video?
The kid named Jones, he's like,
that was just what his mind was focused on. And he truly believed that if he aspired hard enough to do it, if he focused and if he dug deep inside, he could really turn Super Saiyan. And I'm wondering how that played out for him, but it was just a passionate, strong belief, you know. And if you see no results, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel like, okay, what do I do now? Where do I go? How do I move on from here? Because I this is all that I've ever known. This is all that I've ever wanted. And if I can't have that, then I guess I can't have anything else. You know, that's where taking my own life thing is. Because I mean, if my life is irrelevant, if nobody's paying attention, if I can't get what I want, you know, then why continue living? Like I'm trying to understand. I'm not trying to justify, you know, or like I'm just trying to, you know, see it from their perspective, understand why that happens, you know?
Excuses.
You think it's excuses? So,
right then and there.
What would you suggest to a person that believes that, you know, like this, like my life has no purpose, I have no purpose-driven life? What would you suggest to a person so that they can achieve a purpose-driven life?
Excuses, excuses, excuses. Because the main issue that we all face, not just anyone listening, even me and Boss Man, because Boss Man's not perfect, and I know for sure I'm not perfect, because, I know some of you are not criticizing on what half the stuff that we're saying. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not. But I'm talking because this is the word, and we're going to be on here, and then we're going to keep it real. But honestly, the main issue is the reason why they feel like that, they sit too much on the negative. They sit way too much on the negative. They sit and sit and sit. And the more you sit on it, the comfier you get. It's like saying, like, when you come home from school, you lay in bed. Your mom says, Boss man, you don't want to get up. You in bed. You comfy, shoot. You in bed. You watching TV. You don't want to get up, right? Shoot. I don't want to get up. And then even also what? Then even also what? A better example. When your parents leave the door open in your room, you don't want to get up. You comfy in your bed. You watching YouTube. You on Netflix. You enjoying yourself. And that's what people do. Because it's easier to give up than to actually put in the work. It's so much. Trust me. I even done it before myself at times. I can easily throw in the towel. Boom. Done. Because it's just that much easier. And you see how with most people, the more negativity that they build in, it builds in more of the jealousy, more of the isolation, more of the deception, and just more of just anything like that. Because now they don't believe in anything. They don't want to be with nobody. You know, they don't trust anything or anything like that because they feel like, why? Why even try it when I'm going to mess up? How do you know that if you don't even attempt it again? I mean, shoot, I may fall down a bunch of times, but best believe I'm going to come right back up at some point in time. Shoot, boss man can knock me out, can punch me straight in the face. I guarantee you at some point I'm going to come back up and I'm going to punch him right back because I'm not going to sit there and be comfortable with a black guy. I'm going to come right back up and I'm going to hit him. Because to say that you want to sit there and be comfortable, that's when after that the laziness kicks in. You just, whatever. Okay. Whatever. And then after that, it's just like, that's why now you sit there with why. Because the main issue is everyone sits there with why. So my main thing is, honestly, for anyone that needs that advice, honestly, at some point you got to kick yourself in the butt. You got to kick yourself in the butt. Like, you know what? They're not going to help me. Let me get myself up. Boom, let me go. Let me go and do it. Because, yeah, that's great. Some people help you here and there. But overall, it all starts with you. And that's why I like, honestly, whoever if you have a Facebook, after the show, go on Facebook, go to the guy named Trent Shelton. This guy speaks the truth. I watch all of his videos, man. Trent Shelton, oh, my goodness. Because that's the main thing I love about him. It all starts with you. So if you want to sit there and complain, that's all you're going to do for the rest of your life. You're just going to sit there, complain. You think stuff should come to you, but it doesn't come to you. You got to get up and go for it. You have a purpose in your life, so you want to go in there and get it. You want to make your purpose known. Go out there and go get it. Don't just sit there and be comfy with the negativity. Don't just sit there and then be comfy with the satisfaction. No, get your behind up and do something for your life. Because you say you have a purpose, show us you have a purpose. Don't just sit there and say you have a purpose. Show us. Actions speak louder than words, man. So honestly, the main two advice, it all starts with you and kick yourself in the butt. Because sometimes we all need to do that to a point where we're like, okay, let's go. Let me get up. Let me get this job. Okay, you know what? Let me get up, finish school. Let me get up and, you know, help out my parents. Let me get up, support my girlfriend, support my boyfriend. Let me get up and do this, do that. Because sometimes you got to realize yourself and wake up and smell the coffee saying, you know what? Today's a new day. Yesterday was yesterday. Whatever happened, happened. That's the past. It's history. It's done. I can talk about it, but I'm not going to sit on it. It's time to move on and get on with my life. Point blank period.
I see it. I see where you're coming from. Because I was looking at this article too, and I totally get it. I think what's essential is that we take the, because sometimes the article said that this dissatisfaction is sometimes necessary for people to find their purpose. Like if you see that there's something in your life that could be better, you know, you wish that it would be better. It's not enough, like basically said, to wish upon it. You know, it's not enough to sit on there and dream of it getting better. Like, use that dissatisfaction to fuel you to change that dissatisfaction, that discomfort. If you're uncomfortable with something, don't ignore it. Don't sit down on it. Don't try and, like, act like it doesn't bother you, you know? Don't, like, fake it out with people. Like, they ask you, oh, are you okay with this? Are you okay with that? Oh, I'm fine, this and that. No. Figure something out to make it change, you know, to make it different. Because, you know, dissatisfaction can be, you know, like spirits fighting inside of you. Like, what do I really want? What do I really need? That's all fighting inside of you. If you use that to your advantage, it can change you into a completely different person. It can change you into a driven and a very insightful person that can achieve anything if you use that to your advantage.
That's just the main thing overall. And then that's the main reason why I like the picture that I posted with me and that one model that I posted with earlier on Instagram. I don't know if all of you saw it, but and then also the caption that I put saying, let me show you something that you couldn't see before by yourself. Because think about it when we're alone. And then don't get me wrong. It's nice being alone by yourself and then sitting there thinking, because sometimes you need to sit there by yourself and think about some things. But when you sit too much by yourself, then after that, you start overthinking and assuming way too much about life and way too much about certain situations. And the reason why I like the picture, it's me and her, right? We're on the docks. She's looking through the binoculars, looking at one thing. I'm pointing, showing her something else. And it's like even saying, like, with life. Bossman could be doing one thing, and then, it's like a picture. Me and Bossman could be looking at this picture, right? He could point out one thing that attracted him, but I could point out something totally different that he probably missed. And then even vice versa. He could point out something that I totally missed out. Like, maybe I could point out, hey, man, do you see, like, you know, like the way, like, her eyebrows are in the picture, like her face, her pose? And then he could point out the background of the picture of like where she is, what's the setting, and so on, to where I could completely miss that. He can completely miss that. And that's how it mainly is when it's like when we're sitting down. When you're sitting down in a classroom, in your bed, in the kitchen, wherever, you're only looking at that one direction. When someone else is in the room, when someone else is there to guide you and help you through life, they can show you a whole nother part of life that you could have missed. Or even while you're just sitting down, you sitting down looking at the TV in this direction, they can show you something completely different. And that's why it's good having, you know, like that second voice, that second opinion to show you something else that you possibly could have missed. But then sometimes when that second voice isn't there, is the reason why I'm saying sometimes you got to kick yourself in the butt and then wake up and be like, okay, let me go and do this. Because not all the time there are going to be people there for you. You sometimes have to do it yourself to where, like, you know what? Rise and shine. It's on the grind. Like, you just got to get up and do it. But before I continue, we have one caller on the line that's been waiting patiently, ending in the numbers 1947.
Hello?
Caller, you alive on the word? What is your name?
My name is Julian.
Oh,
hey,
what is
Julian.
Going on, Julian? But before anything, guys, I want to let you guys know that today is Julian's birthday. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you earlier, but I just want to let everyone else know that today is Julian's birthday. So from the word, happy birthday, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Before I have a question for you, Orlando.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in all seriousness, if I came to you and told you that God gave me a dream and you were going to be a king of a nation, would you believe it?
Nope.
Act like God didn't tell you the mission.
What happened?
But God didn't tell you a purpose.
Okay. But I understand where you're coming from with that. But think about it, if someone came up to you and was like, guess what? You just won $1 million. The first thing you're going to think, what? $1 million? Man, get out of there. You're crazy.
I'd be like, nope.
I'm not done.
Go ahead.
Orlando, it seems to me that you have pretty much kicked the devil off. It seems to me that the devil's been attacking you this whole past month.
Oh, it sure has.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm telling you. You know, it's something when everything goes wrong, I mean, the devil's mad. You know, he sees you doing all these good things for the church, hosting a radio show. He doesn't want to keep doing that. You see, you're single now. He wants to be alone. He wants you to break up with God. He wants you to quit this. That's why you're being attacked. But, you know, have you heard the saying that God makes a sword out of us in the fire? And he puts us through the fire?
Mm-hmm.
After the saying, well, a friend of mine didn't really like that, so I kind of rearranged it. So I put it like this. The whole world's full of sin. So this planet Earth is like a fire. Instead of letting us burn, God forges us into swords.
Whoa, hold up. Say that again, Julian. Say that again one more time for the... one more time.
I said, Satan has turned this world into a fire, and if Satan learned it's burned, God turned this into swords.
And
let me tell you something about pussies, man. You know, have you ever heard of a show called Rick and Morty?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy cartoon, so it's pretty horrible to watch. But there is this one scene in one episode where they're at a breakfast table, and the genius Grandpa Rick, he makes a robot. It's time to the robot. And he tells the robot to go pass him the butter. And the robot does it. Later on, the robot asks, what is my purpose? And the genius says, you pass butter. The robot looks down, sounds disappointed. You know, his purpose is so low, it's so weak. When God created Adam, what was the first thing he had Adam do? What's the first thing he did when he created Adam?
He said, name all the stuff on the earth.
Cool. Anything else?
The first thing? I don't know. That was the first thing.
The first thing God did when he created Adam? He loved them.
Yeah.
He loved them.
Whoa.
That's your purpose, man.
Okay.
Your purpose is to love and to be loved. What God wants you to do is submission. But your sole purpose is just to be loved by God. That's it.
I see.
If we were created to just go on a mission, then we'd be drones, like created for like a soldier, just to see, like the clone army from Star Wars. And we'd just be drones. But God created because love to create, love to love things. This is Orlando, to love. I'll tell you that right now.
That brings a whole new perspective to what we've been talking about. Like, literally. We've been looking at it, you know, from like a social, earthly, worldly kind of perspective, you know. But this brings a whole new light into it. It's, you know, we were created by a loving God. And ain't a shadow of doubt about that. And what Julian kind of brought to my eyes is that, you know, that's all we ever really needed, you know? To be told, you know, God gives us gifts and talents, right? And if those were only used to do what we wanted, you know, or just what he wanted just because he wanted it, that wouldn't be what he is about. Like, we get so caught up with what other people might have, what other people might experience, what other people might enjoy, and we forget that God had us from the jump, you know, and that's a purpose that can't be overlooked. That can't be overlooked, you know. That's real, huh?
And I'm telling
but
you,
geez,
I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, the devil hates you guys for doing this. Jason, when you sing for praise team, God, he loves to see you sing. He loves to see you happy. He loves to see you smile. Not just so you can just sing for him, but so he can just love that you enjoy it. And, you know, Orlando, you're right. We make excuses. We make all this. But some people don't have what we have. Some people may not have their mom and dad saying, have a good sex, I love you. Some youth don't love that. Some youth don't even know what love means. Some people don't know what purpose means. So you kind of have to look at perspective, because that's what Jesus did. He was tempted for, like, days. And then when he got hungry, Satan came and threw all the temptations at him. He went through all of it. He saw from our perspective. So, Orlando, I'm telling you right now, you've been chosen for a mission to help your friend who wants to commit suicide. And I promise you, unless you try looking from his perspective, which I'm sure you are, you can't save him. I promise you that. Because Jesus did the same thing. He looked through our perspective as well. He saw what we saw. He saw how painful it was to go through temptation.
I mean, because, like,
we got to do it like Jesus did. Jesus was tempted.
Yeah, but the thing is, though. Yeah, but the thing is, though, that's the hardest thing to do. And then it's not even the fact that people forget about it, like how like you and Bossman said. It's mainly due to the fact that, you know, it's hard for people to believe what God did. Because sitting there saying, so you're telling me someone died for me on the cross? You're telling me someone loved me unconditionally? It's like saying how if you told me that God said I'm going to be a king.
I'm gonna be like, God, what? Me? A king? Where? New York? Florida? What? Man, you tripping. Calm down. Calm that down. That's the equivalent
exactly.
of like how I said earlier of like, hey, boss man, you just want $1 million. Me? I want $1 million? You lying. For real? And then it's like most of the time when it comes down to it is that most of us know that his presence is there and is very powerful in a lot of things in our lives, but we don't want to believe that, you know, it's happening
exactly.
because of him. We just want to think that, you know, okay, life is going to, you know, just have its, like, ups and downs. And it's even, like, saying, like, with our purpose, it's like, man, that's just happening just because. No, there's a purpose to why that happened. There's a purpose to why that happened. There's a reason why this happened. There's a reason why this happened, because it's building up slowly for your life. But the main thing is overall is that not that the fact that people don't know God is that people choose not try to believe him or even in him. And then that's why it's like whenever like when most things happen in life, especially like when like the negative hits, it's like, oh, man, see, God isn't real because if God was real, why did this happen? Why did that happen? What happened?
They don't know.
I mean,
so
it's just like the overall.
You're like your friend.
I mean, you're supposed to, but then the main powerful thing about it, and then that's for many or like any people, is that it's so hard to believe something that you truly can't see. And it's mainly like even saying like with our purpose, we're only looking in one direction, and then you're looking, and you're like, okay, I don't see my purpose. What are you talking about? There's a purpose. And that's where it goes back to saying that person helps you. God sends all these people in your lives to, you know, like, hey, help this young man show his way. Hey, A Squared, come in boss man's life. Show him what he's missing out on because he's looking that way, but he's not looking that way. Help him, make him turn that way. I've been trying to tell him, but he won't turn. Make him turn that way. And that's the main thing with our purpose because we look. But we're so blind. All of us are. But then after that, it's like that second voice, you know, or maybe that third voice or whoever just comes in and says, no, look over there. Hey, did you see that? And the next thing, you know, the minute we look there, our eyes open up to so much more that we could ever imagine. And that's honestly the greatest thing about God. And honestly, Julian, you are right because God has been there for us. And then especially with that, I wanted to say one Bible verse for the show. God has a purpose for everyone. And then here's the Bible verse, Exodus 9, verses 16. But I have raised you for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Exodus 9, verses 16. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So it's like slowly, step by step, God's showing you, look what I can do for you here. Look what I can do for you there. Even through the negative, you're like, God, what are you doing? You're crazy. But it's like, still, look at it. Just look at it and just see what happened. See what could have been, what, you know, what did happen. And it's just the beauty of how God works, man. It's just so beautiful.
Amen.
Truly is. Julian, do you have any other last words before we wrap up the show, my man?
No, that's all I got. Just be there for the man and your new mission. Just be there for him, help him be the light.
I mean, I will try, man. I will try. Thanks once again for coming on. You always have amazing things to say. And once again, man, happy birthday. Enjoy it. Live it up. But just remember, you got school tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
But thanks again for coming back on, man. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. This show, man.
That was something, man.
It is. And then that's just the main thing about life. We're all so blinded. Teens, preteens, adults, we're all so blinded. And then we don't believe in God, most of us. But then that's why God sends his angels. And even like angels like us he's sending us to other people to be their angel, to help them and show their way, to show the light to them, you know? And then it's even like saying, like, for me and you, it's like, guys, like, hey, boss, and like, hey, A squared, boss women need help in these certain things. Go there and help him out. Show him what it's like to be a true boss. Show him what it's like to see life in your ways. And even for me, too, he came to you like, hey, boss man, go to A squared. I mean, yeah, you know, A squared is all this and all that, but he's still having some trouble in this certain area. Go help him. Show him what it's like, man. Show him what it's like. Show him the beauty of what I can do for him. And that's just the greatest thing about it overall. And then that was just my main thing overall with purpose tonight and where I'm going to wrap it up. To where, honestly, we just look in one direction and we're sitting there like, okay, God, I don't see it. God, I'm blind. What are you trying to show me? I don't see the purpose. I don't see the reasoning behind this. What is the point of me looking in this direction? And then after that, he sends that second voice, that second helper, or that third or fourth, fifth helper. He'd be like, no, look this way. That's what I'm trying to show you. You were looking too much in this direction, but now turn around and look that direction. And then it shows you a whole different perspective in life, to where that's the main reason why it's good to have people around you with that good vibe that help you here and there, that show you different things in life. Because you were thinking one way, but they can think a totally different way. And it's even like how I said with me and Boston looking at a picture. I could be looking at the face of the picture. Boston could be looking at the background, the car, the bottom of it, wherever, and then to where it's like, I can show him something that he missed, he can show me something that I missed. And that right there brings the whole picture together. And that's our life. We look at one part of our life, but then our mom and dad brings in one aspect of it, our friends bring in one aspect of it, God brings in one aspect of it, and then just everything else that happens in society brings in another aspect of it. And all together, that makes our world. That's what makes us us. That's what makes us living on this earth a reason why to be here. Because all these different impacts with our parents, with our siblings, with our friends, with church, with, you know, certain adults, just with anybody in life, with society, with TV, social media, whatever you can think of. All that together is the world, is the earth, is your world on why you see the world the way you do because of all these different impacts. And why it is the way it is. But, boss man, do you have any last words before we hit them with some big news?
Nah, man. It's just, like we said, man, just, you know, talk to God. You know, keep that connection because he's your realest friend. You know, listening to others is key in finding, you know, your purpose. But a relationship with God is key to achieving purpose. You know, it's one thing to find out, all right, this is where I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm supposed to do. But God is the next, going out there and doing it. You know, prepare your life for God to work in it, and your purpose will be, like, the most amazing thing you ever experience. Like, prepare your field so that God can send the rain and your fruit can grow, all right?
Very, very true, my brother. Very true. Thank you guys for listening to this amazing show. It really impacted me. I don't think I never sounded this mad ever in the show. And like, I don't know, it just impacted me the most because the reason why I wanted to do this show, and I even told Bossman immediately, like, we gotta hit this topic, is mainly because of the fact that my friend told me that, one, they want to commit suicide, and then two, they asked me, what's the point of being on this earth? The minute I heard those two things, I said, boom, we got to hit it to everybody because I know half of the teams are thinking the same way. I said, we got to hit this. And I told Bossman immediately the minute I heard it, and he said, let's do it. So we had to hit it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Julian, for even on his birthday. He could have been having fun on his birthday. He came in and then even put in his 2 cents. So appreciate that. But before we go, like how we said on social media, we do have big news. As you guys know, the word has been around for 3 years. We've been going strong for 3 years. At first, starting out with me and Boss Man, then Miss GP as our first, you know, our hostess. We were going strong, and after that, she left. She's doing her thing in college. Shout out to her. Then me and Bossman's been doing it for another 2 years strong, and it's been like 3 years strong we've been doing this radio show. But honestly, I'm going to be real, and even me and Bossman had like a come-to-Jesus moment and talked about it, but it's time to depart, but only from the radio show. Because what we're going to do, we're going to transition. We're gonna go from radio show to now everything being on YouTube. And then we're gonna have a YouTube account. We're gonna let you guys know about it so you can subscribe. And then pretty much the videos are still gonna be about giving advice to you guys, discussions with other teams, you know, team topics, and maybe even, you know, some funny skits with teams about like teams in general. Or just whatever. So pretty much, it's still gonna be like a radio show with our topics. But then we're gonna add more to it, whether it's, you know, just talking the talk, giving advice, or maybe, you know, just funny skits about a daily team's life, just all that fun stuff. And then YouTube, we feel like it can expand to you guys more because, you know, everyone goes on YouTube. Shoot, after the show, I'm gonna go on YouTube because that's all we really know and love is YouTube. So, you know, YouTube is like one of the main things. So we are going to transition from the radio show on Blog Talk to YouTube. And what we're going to do is this. We're going to let you guys know this straight up. We didn't do 6 shows in 6 weeks. So counting this one, we have 5 more shows left. We got 5 more shows to give you guys 5 more amazing topics. After that, the next time you want to hear us or even contact us, you can still contact us on our Twitter at The Word and Facebook at The Word Houston, but everything else is going to be on YouTube. You want to see a video about this about a certain topic? YouTube. About a funny skit? YouTube. Advice? YouTube. Everything will be on YouTube. So we have 5 more shows on Blog Talk. Then after that, transitioning to YouTube, going from there on. Because we felt like, you know, we got to switch it up, do something new, find something creative to do. So right now we're thinking of a bunch of videos of like what we can do to start it off and go from then on. So that was the big news that we had for tonight because it's time to switch things up. 2016, so it's time to keep the train moving. So big news right there, gonna transition. So whoever else didn't listen, let your friends know that hey, they're gonna have 5 more shows and go on the YouTube, and then we're gonna let you guys know throughout the weeks as well. And pretty much even before we even start YouTube, let us know what you guys want to see on YouTube because this is our first time being on YouTube.
For sure.
So let us know. So like, let us know like what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to see. Because like, when I say like we're gonna do funny skits, we're really gonna sit there and think like, yo, what are we gonna do and make it funny and have just fun with it? Because I feel like with YouTube we can have so much more fun just do whatever we want to do, not anything, but you know, just anything that we want to do. So yeah. I mean, just let us know. Just overall, whether it's advice, discussions, skits, you know, segments or whatever it may be, just let us know because we're about to have a lot of fun with this for sure. So, once again, thank you guys for listening. Once again, I'm talking way too much. I'm trying to finish this up as quick as possible. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to another episode of The Word. Hope you guys tune in next week for our next show. So, as you guys know, 5 more episodes. So, I hope you guys tune in next week. Enjoy that show. Tell your friends to come on to listen for these last couple of shows. And just like I said with purpose, it all starts with you. What are you going to do for your life? What's your next plan? What's your next move? And so forth. It all starts with you. I'm telling you, just go on Facebook, type in Trent Shelton. That guy speaks the truth about anything. So, just go there and listen to him there. But thank you guys once again. We love you guys, and I know it's been a while, and we're very sorry about not giving a radio show, but we're back for 5 more good shows. And until next time, God first, God bless.
Hold it down.
How many know we're serving awesome God tonight?